Okay, good morning, Jerry, to you and everyone listening in Kerry and beyond. Yes, the Fianna Fáil National Executive, or Ard Coirlea, met online on earlier this week, Monday or Tuesday night. And I suppose the basics of it was to ratify Jim Gavin. That was the nuts and bolts of it, to ratify Jim Gavin as the candidate being supported by Fianna Fáil. And that's the language I'd use, the candidate being supported by Fianna Fáil for the presidential election in the coming weeks and month or so. I suppose some concerns were naturally raised, as you would with any political party, around the process by which Jim Gavin came to be, our candidate for the presidential election. And one must remember that Fianna Fáil works under one person, one vote, that every member has a vote on the vast majority of issues taken by the party. And that was designed and came about in 2012, 13, I suppose, to be fair, after the meltdown of 2011 of Fianna Fáil. It was thought that a new way needed to be put together for how the party went forward. It was previously the delegate system. Anyway, now each person has a vote, each member has a vote. And the system was designed at that time to encompass conventions around local election candidates. I'd have gone through the process myself several times, and also Dáil candidates, where a constituency would be well publicised in times past, where each member would come to a place in Kerry, vote, and they'd be counted, and you would have transfers, etc., should they all be needed. So the system was designed to prepare for that type of situation. At the time, given that Fianna Fáil didn't nominate a candidate at that stage, it just quite simply, I suppose, I won't say it wasn't on the agenda. It wasn't on the table at that time. It wasn't envisaged. And look, I'll quote the Taoiseach Micheál Martin at that meeting where I raised that issue and raised that history. And he said, look, it has been out there, that this is somehow being pushed on the top. We were only working within the framework within the Fianna Fáil party itself. I made the point, and other members made the point, that going forward, how you go about changing how an organisation does its business is at an annual general meeting, or in the case of a political party, at an ordesh. And it's about motions coming from a constituency or a local group or a common up to ordesh to be voted on. And I think, Jerry, listening to the room online that night, that you would see or will see a good share of changes and ideas around how that works. The nuts and bolts of that would have to be seen. It would depend on the motions themselves and what members viewed. And I suppose there is always a natural tension between membership on the ground within a local geographical area and the thoughts of headquarters. You'll always find that within Fianna Fáil, within
With any party.
organizations, and a main party, the head office and the local group want two different things, and it's about weighting it. I could see a bit of tension around that. Is it 40, 60%, 60, 40, 50, 50, or what way would it work? I couldn't put a guess on that at this stage, Jerry, as to how that would be. The only thing I could say is that the next time round is
It'll be
that it
different.
probably will be different. It will be a
For
different
this
scenario.
time,
You'll see
Fionnán,
a
for this
process.
time, Fionnán, and for Monday, what is going to happen? Like, is it down now? There's no whip being used, but at the same time, you're encouraged to do everything you can to support your candidate, which is Jim Gavin. It's the same, I'd imagine, for Labour and the same for Sinn Féin, where there's no whip system, but Sinn Féin yet haven't declared who they'll be supporting, who they'll be running. Labour, Catherine Connolly, there's difference of opinions within councillors across the country and here in Kerry on that. There's Solidarity People for Profit, no councillors in Kerry, but in Fingal, where they're having a meeting today. They've already declared their support for Catherine Connolly, so whether they will allow somebody or whether they'll be blockers is the question. What will ye do in Fianna Fáil in Kerry on Monday with your vote, do you think? What will the individual councillors do?
Okay, yeah, it's the key question. And when I heard that statement at the National Executive meeting, it went something akin to this, Gerry. It went from the Taoiseach. It went, we won't be enforcing or calling on councillors to do one thing or another. In other words, we won't be enforcing the whip. And I said that I was glad that the word whip wasn't being used. But councillors are were to use their common sense, and also then to support our own candidate into the future. Okay, let's work at the back of it. To support our own candidate into the future, that would mean that we would support in terms of canvassing. Should the candidate come to Kerry at some stage, you know, myself and others would be expected to row in and canvass and work the party and encourage the party to get out and canvass for Jim Gavin. Take a step back from that then and work back towards this Monday's meeting and ask yourself, what is a Fianna Fáil councillor to do? To my knowledge and understanding of it, it would be that should a Fianna Fáil councillor see or have heard one of the candidates that came to us before us last Monday and see them and say, you know, that person is worth a shot. That person has a platform that is worth, you know, allowing to go further. And I'd rather not stop it. I'd rather support them and let them have their opportunity. That Fianna Fáil councillor is free to support that candidate next Monday. In other words, Gerry, in effect, to vote yes when it comes to that candidate's name being called out on the day. But then can naturally turn around, I won't say turn around, can naturally move forward in a week's time or 10 days' time, whatever. And if Jim Gavin were to come to Kerry and the canvassing machine was to crank itself up, that Fianna Fáil councillor can then go and canvass naturally for Jim Gavin and wouldn't be open to any query from members of the public or yourselves and say, well,
as to why did you
you know,
back
why
Gareth
did you back
Sheridan
in the
or
council
Maria
meeting?
Steen or any of the other people who are in the running. So
Exactly.
It's down to individual councillors' own preferences, I suppose, then, and the level of canvassing that's been done of them by the independent candidates. Just on that, before we go any further, Fionnán, the presentations the last day, I mean, did anyone impress you, or what was your view of them? And maybe one of the things that's come out of it is the lack of effort that seems to have been put in by the majority of the 14 people who were asking for your vote. I mean, many of them just turned up on the day. Only one came to Kerry, is my understanding. Some made phone calls, yes, to councillors and did a bit of work on it, but it just doesn't seem like it, unlike other years, the same level of effort wasn't put in by candidates looking to secure a council.
You are correct. And I felt that, and along with a lot of councillors, say if you were to compare it to the Shannon canvass, where candidates are canvassing councillors for votes on various panels within the Shannon, that was a very heavily canvassed period of time, where people came from well up the country and travelled and grabbed air codes and made their way around Kerry and got as many as they could. Out of 33, they could hit 20, Gerry, and maybe give it another day and try and finish it out. That type of natural canvass with the canvas card, and you get a sense of it. You might get a phone call that they're on their way and could we meet at somewhere convenient and all of that. That seemed to be missing. Sorry, seemed. That was missing over the last number of weeks. And, you know, it puzzled me as to, you know, how somebody could expect a person to nominate them for the presidency, given that it's just a 5-minute presentation plus a series of questions. To be fair, behind that, when a person is given 5 minutes, you're naturally putting out the best of yourself, which is natural. Any one of us would do that, be it radio or online, etc. You give the best of yourself. And it leaves me then as a person sitting back going, I wonder, is there anything more behind the 5 minutes? Is there something I'm not being told? I won't say that's being avoided or kept under the table, but that I'm not hearing. And it would, you know, drive a counsellor towards going doing online research, which I have done over the last number of days, which isn't the most pleasant thing either, Gerry. You'd rather work on what you got and what you saw and what you met. But it was poor. Given that, Gerry, then, I've thought about carefully about that. I don't think anyone of them really grabbed me as being representative of a cross-section of Ireland. They seemed to represent certain fields very well. And they came from certain streams within society quite well. But could be factional then, should they achieve the position of presidency. What I mean is, they would be representing a certain viewpoint, a certain angle, which is fine, Gerry, and I can see the merit in that. And some of those angles in life need to be heard at a political platform. But you're looking for somebody that's cross-representational. And I'm not saying that as a cop-out or as a way of saying, I voted no because none of them made me happy. I
Yeah,
voted no
yeah.
because none of them rang me beforehand. Fanon has to sit back at some stage and say, look, are any of them worthy of the position? I'm working towards it, Gerry. And my own sense of it is, if I was to be driven now and say, would you back any of them, Fanon? I wouldn't think it's likely, Gerry, but I am taking my time with it across the
Okay,
weekend,
okay.
and I mean
Let me
that.
ask you finally, what's likely to happen, do you think, on Monday? Will the vote succeed, first of all, in saying yes, Kerry County Council will be putting someone forward? And then how does it work? Is it a certain proportion of councillors needed, or is it a straight vote, whoever gets the most votes between the candidates that are nominated wins?
My sense of it is, speaking to some councillors, and I haven't spoken to all of them, my own sense of it is that there will be a vote, Gerry, that item number one on the agenda will be, should Kerry County Council be allowed to nominate or vote to nominate somebody to go forward? I think my sense of it, that could be proven wrong, but my sense of it is that that will happen, that will be allowed to happen. So we will be allowed to go forward to a vote. I have a query in around if there were more than one candidate nominated. Is it a straight vote on each candidate, or would the two of them or three of them be put beside each other? I think natural justice would say that it would be a straight vote on each of them. So, in other words, that if you would say Fionnán Fitzgerald was nominated, there'd be a straight vote up and down the line on Fionnán, yes or no, and then Gerry O'Sullivan, yes or no, and so on. That's my sense of where that's going to go. I think there could well be more than one, and that might. If there were more than one, Gerry, my own sense of it is that that would probably make it difficult or hard to see that somebody would come over the line within Kerry. Because if independents and some Fianna Fáilers and those around the smaller parties are split up across two candidates or three candidates, I don't think any of them might come out then. That is my own sense of it. I
Fair
could see it
point.
struggling on
Fair
Monday,
point.
Gerry. I could see it
Yeah.
struggling on
Okay.
Monday, but we'll
Fionnán,
have to see.
listen, thanks for talking to me about that this morning, and we'll see how it goes on Monday.
No problem. Thanks very much, Gerry.